siding or a garage door because of rain damage. Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday in Lessons on Healing. This was done in our healing school, which is every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. And here's what we discovered is that people become desensitized through the years, and we end up letting seed come into us and produce harvests that we don't really want. And that comes to us by way of television, by way of people speaking, by different ways. And we get our focus on the problem rather than on the solution, which is Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And so we want to continue looking at this word, and we've got to understand that the word of the devil or the word of God, both plant seeds and both will get a harvest produced if you don't take care of the wrong ones and nurture the correct ones. You have to take care of wrong seed. Get it out of your life. Don't let it into your children, because God told us seed time and harvest. There will be sowing and reaping. So watch what you allow to be sowed into your spirit. Let's pick up the service from yesterday, and God bless you. And so you can't be sitting there and playing with politically correct trash. That will pull you down. Listen, we're talking about your life. We're talking about your soul. We're talking about your children, yeah. Your grandkids, your great-grandkids. Now, if I accept all this trash that the world is peddling into my life, don't you think my kids are going to accept it? Of course they're going to think, well, my dad thinks it's okay. So you've got to stay with the Word of God. The Word of God is the only truth that there is. Jesus said in John 14, 6, He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. If you don't have the truth, you don't get the life. Come on. You understand? He told the truth. There's only one truth, but He told a lie. There are many lies, but one truth. And if you don't stake your life on this truth, regardless, you know, what your family says makes no difference. It makes no difference who's for what the world's bringing. You better be for what the Word's bringing. Amen. And now the Word, when you get the Word, you got to keep that Word and you got to use that Word. You got to exercise the Word that you get. Don't just be coming here and not exercising and practicing and doing what the Word says, because you're wasting your time. And we'll be like the people who heard the Word of God and they were full of faith, but they didn't do the Word of God. And when the storm came, the house fell over. But the person who heard the Word and did the Word, when the storms came, the house stood. And I'm telling you right now, the storms are raging outside. I don't know if you're aware, but there is a raging storm. A raging storm. And they're trying as hard as they can. Whoever it is, trying, it's the devil. We know he's the ultimate one behind all of this, and we've got to stand in our place. But he's trying to stop you being able to preach the gospel. Wow. Telling you to preach the gospel. He's doing all he can. And now when you preach the truth, they consider it hate crime. A hate crime. There's a pastor in England at the moment. They're looking at giving him jail time right now because he said Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way. They want to put him in jail for preaching that. In the streets in England. Oh, you think this is not coming to America? It's already here. Come on. So we better be, I'm telling you, we're going to have to up our game. I'm not joking. We are going to have to up our game. We can't be lethargic. We can't sit at home thinking, oh, well, someone else will take care of it. They won't. They haven't. We thought someone else would take care of it with all that stuff. We've killed over 60 million. 60 million. My God. There's not that many people in South Africa. There's 40 million. They've killed 60 million people. People. People, yes. And we're sitting. Why? Because they didn't do something then. Someone else will do it. They didn't. We're sitting here now thinking someone else will do it. They're not going to. Telling you, it's up to us. It's up to us. And you may be offended sometimes. It's up to us. The Bible says, neither give an offense or take an offense. Don't ever do that. Amen. But we have to get on point now. So we either have to believe or we don't believe. Make a decision. I believe I'm healed. That's it. I'm going to speak healing. And the devil's not going to sell me his lies on the TV. I'm switching it off. And I'm going to show my children, don't watch that trash. I'm not joking. We've got to get to this place. Or else this word, he keeps taking it out of us. How many of you were here last night? Okay, a couple of you were here last night. We had a great word. I guarantee you, 90% of the people, the devil's been trying to steal that word. About don't be fooled out of your authority. And it was a good word. It's a powerful word. And the people will lose that word because they allow the world to come crashing in. They allow all the lies of the devil. They allow all the political arena to get involved. Stay away from that stuff. Get into the word. Just get into the word of God. Amen? And so we all know, go with me to Luke 7. That's my opening. I'm passionate about the truth of Jesus. And I want my passion to be spread into other people so that we can take that passion and do something for our King. Amen? Amen. Now, the Roman centurion's great faith, remember he had great faith, you'll read about it now, it was praised by Jesus the Messiah. Luke 7. The centurion's confidence in the power of the spoken word of the Lord provides some great faith lessons for those seeking divine healing. So these are scriptures that when you speak to other people and you want to lay hands on someone else and pray for them, you need to have this stuff in your vocabulary. You got to have it in your memory bank. You got it for yourself, for your children. So Luke 7 verse 1, he says, when he had finished all his words to the people, this is Jesus, he entered Capernaum. I want you to notice something. When he had finished all his words, Jesus preached the good news. He brought good news. He brought healing. He brought peace. He brought joy. He spoke the word of God. Verse 2, a centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die, and he was valuable to him. So Jesus was preaching to the multitudes and also healing all of their sick. And listen, verse 1, when he had finished all his words, that is a vital piece of information for divine healing, the word of God. Amen. He spoke the word and then he healed the people. And I've got scriptures where he spoke and healed, always. And so he spoke the word. And on verse 1, the Passion Translation says, after Jesus finished giving revelation, in brackets it says, rhema. That's from the Passion Translation. How many of you know that rhema means revelation? Logos is the written word, correct? Rhema is the revelation on the written word. So if you don't have the written word, you're not going to get the rhema. You all understand that. You've got to have the Logos, the written word, in you. You've got to be studying it, reading it, meditating on it, handling it, and talking about it, and listening to it, and discussing it, and using it. And then all of a sudden, God turns that Logos into a rhema, which is a revelation. And when the revelation comes, everything changes. But without that word, without you sitting there delving into it, digging in it, mining for the gold in it, without you studying to show yourself approved, you're not going to get much rhema. Amen. And we want rhema, because the rhema, when you get the revelation, something happens like God just takes the cobwebs off your eyes and your head and everything just, and you say, oh my God, and you see it. You've read it for 5 years and you see it all of a sudden, bang, you get a rhema. And once you get that rhema, everything changes. So it says, after Jesus finished giving revelation to the people on the hillside, he went on to Capernaum. But he first gave them information. He was bringing enlightenment to the people that did not understand. He was bringing the word. He was teaching them about healing. He was teaching them about God the Father. He was teaching them about love. He gave, you remember the Beatitudes. He said, don't be nasty, love your neighbor. All that stuff. He was teaching. He always taught. Jesus spoke words. Jesus is the word. And he was the spoken word by God the Father. When he said, I'm going to send into this woman, her seed is going to destroy the devil's head. He spoke the word into being. Amen. I'm telling you, the word of God is powerful. You know, the Bible says that the worlds we know were framed by the word of God. The world that we know were framed by the word of God and are upheld by the word of God. I'm telling you, the earth is spinning in the middle of nowhere and the word of God is holding it in place. Do you understand? When God created, he spoke. God said, God said, God said, God said. Now, scientists have discovered some stuff. They thought the atom was the smallest thing that you would ever find. But within the atom, they found something called a quagga. Anyone heard of that? Q-U-A-G-A, I think. Called a quagga. They've got that machine that they built in, I believe it's in Europe, in Paris maybe, France. It's 17 miles long in a tunnel, and they're going to smash these particles together to see the result. They found these things that are minute. You can't even see them. And they say they don't know if there's something smaller than that. And they don't know what's going to happen, and they say that this stuff, they say it's all formed or it's being sustained by vibrations. Vibration comes from sound. When God spoke and he said, light be, the light is still there being held up by the word of God. And God said, you're created in my image and in my likeness. And if he spoke into existence, you speak into existence. That's why he said death and life is in the power of your tongue. And when you say I'm sick, you spoke it into existence yourself. The devil came with the symptoms and you said, yes, I agree, I accept it, I'm sick. I'm getting sick. I'm getting the flu. I've got the flu. I'm broke. I'm miserable. Yeah, we don't realize our words are determining our lives. And Jesus spoke to the multitudes. He brought the word to the multitudes. Then he dealt with the sicknesses. Can you say amen? Amen. And so he spoke in the hearing of the people. Listen, how does faith come? Some of you got half of it. Okay, can we have the whole thing? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, right? So faith comes by ongoing, continual hearing. So you've been coming here to this church, to these meetings. You have got faith. You've got faith. But if it's sitting there doing nothing, it's dead faith. Right? Faith without work is dead. So you're speaking against the faith that's in you when you say, I'm sick, and you nullify that faith. Amen. Amen. Your words will determine your life, which reveals your heart. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. What's in there, I'm speaking, I'm living.
Hello. This is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the Donate or Give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to Tradition.